You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Today, discussing the Cleveland Browns and their quarterback situation. Baker Mayfield coming off just a horrendous Monday Night Football game against the Pittsburgh Steelers and now officially shut down for the season. Browns are out of the playoffs. Baker shut down with all of his injuries. He can take the harness off his torn labrum, is it, in the left arm? And Baker's going to get the offseason surgery that he needs. Sam, you've been pretty vocal that maybe Baker should have shut himself down months ago because he was taking money out of his pocket. You were kind of right, I think, as far as money has been taken out of his pocket. I don't think we're going to see Baker Mayfield re-upped this year. I don't know if he could have taken himself out, but here we are. He's now officially out for the season.
Yeah, I mean, I still think the most likely outcome to all of this is that Baker Mayfield is the Cleveland Browns week one starter next year, right? And it's just going to be on the fifth year option, and we'll play that out and we'll see if he earns a franchise tag or another deal. It's just kicking the can down the road a little bit. But, you know, coming into this year, there was a pretty good chance that he could earn himself the Josh Allen type of contract, right? The $35, $40 million a year type of deal. If he'd had the career year off the back of finishing last season really strongly, given the situation around him this year, he would have made monster money. But week two, he injures his shoulder, you know, trying to make a play on an interception return. And from that point on, the guy was playing badly hurt all season long. And he had, you know, other injuries on top of that as well. But I'm not sure who's at fault here, but I don't think he should have been playing. Like, I think that's the bottom line. Whether I suspect the reports are that Baker Mayfield essentially was saying he was good to go. And, you know, a doctor was happy enough to clear him in terms of, yeah, he can play. But I'm not sure I'd advise it. And it feels like, you know, the idea that like players need to be saved from themselves sometimes. And this happens with concussions particularly, right? A player is always going to want to go back in after a concussion. And you have to say, sorry, you're not really fit to make that call. We're taking you off the field for your own safety. It's not the same thing, but a player is always going to want to gut it out through the injury. And at some point, it feels like the responsibility, the onus, the duty of care was on the Browns to say, Baker, we appreciate what you're doing, but it's time to shut it down. Like, you're just making things worse at this point.
Yeah, I'm really torn on a lot of this situation. Okay, so the injury clearly was a factor, right? But I'm 4 years into Baker Mayfield's career, and I think it's all confusing. I don't think anything Yes. makes sense, right? So when we talk about other quarterbacks, the narratives are like, they're just easier to figure out. Say Carson Wentz last year at this time was coming off a didn't make sense, worst year of his career. He was the worst quarterback in the league. It was year five of his career. But we still predicted, hey, he can come back. He's probably an average quarterback. And he did this year, right? And you just look at the course of his career and say, okay, this is an outlier. You look at a Matthew Stafford, you can say he's a pretty good quarterback. Put him in a better situation, he'll probably put up better numbers. All right, somewhat predictable. With Baker Mayfield, there's just nothing that makes sense, right? Like, you gave him a good receiver and he got worse. You took the receiver away and he got better. Then you took the receiver away again and he got worse again. He had a bad offensive line and he had a bad year, but the offensive line didn't play as bad as maybe the perception, right? Nothing adds up. And now, on top of that, like, was the shoulder injury an issue? Sure. But, like, did it affect his eyes? Did it affect his ability to read coverage? Like, what happened this year? with Baker Mayfield. The shoulder injury should not have him missing a wide open receiver, throwing it to the covered receiver, actually to the defender. That part doesn't make sense to me. Can you make any sense of Baker Mayfield's four-year career? And really quick, I want you to answer. He was outstanding as a rookie, bad in his second year.
Yep.
Very good in his third year, at least after week seven. Mm-hmm. Pretty much bad for the majority of year four. What makes sense here?
So this is the problem with playing injured, is that it muddies everything. Like, you think of it as just, oh, he's just got an injured shoulder, so, you know, maybe it's going to show up every now and again with a pass he can make or whatever. But I think that undersells, like, the impact that an injury, particularly a major injury like that, has. Like, it shouldn't affect his ability to read a defense and, you know, see the wide the hell open guy on the stick route on third and two and instead, like, panic, dither in the pocket and fall over. It shouldn't cause that. But you can't know for sure that it doesn't, because all of a sudden you're thinking about things that you shouldn't be thinking about. It's like, you know, if you're playing golf and all of a sudden you're trying to work out why your swing has gone to hell and you're thinking about some particular part of your swing as opposed to just swinging the ball and hitting the golf ball where it's supposed to go. Like, all of a sudden Baker Mayfield is probably thinking about this shoulder that's sitting in a harness and can't take a hit. And instead of just playing the damn position, reading the game and doing all those things, we've no idea how much it affected it. I might be completely off. It might have affected none of that stuff at all. Just every now and again, it shows up with a weird inaccurate pass because his mechanics are all janky. On the other hand, it might be affecting him every single time he drops back to pass. And there's literally no way of knowing which is true or where in that spectrum it fits. So that's the problem with this, is that the Browns essentially created this, what, 16 weeks of chaotic data that we have no idea what to do with. And chaotic tape, forget the data, tape as well, like data points, both, you know, spreadsheets and actual tape of Baker Mayfield. And they're in the same situation. Like, they're looking at this and saying, we know he was injured, but we don't know if that explains this. Like, can the injury explain this ridiculous decision that he made? Maybe, maybe not. And they've no idea. We've no idea. So again, like, you end up with this giant portion of Baker Mayfield's career that you want to throw out the window as meaningless, because it's impossible to know, was this him or was this outside circumstances influencing his play? The Freddie Kitchens year is the same thing. You almost want to junk the whole year. The last year, there's been weird weather games. There's been all kinds of stuff, and you end up with like this 10 game sample size, which is all you can trust on Baker Mayfield's entire career.
Sam, we've hit the final week of the pro football regular season. College football is heading into the national championship, and DraftKings Sportsbook has an unbelievable offer to get all fans in on the action for this exciting time on the football calendar. New customers can bet just $5 on any football team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Let's wind down the season with a big win. If Sportsbook isn't yet available in your state, you can still find your way to the winner's circle. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. And DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code PFF. Bet just $5 on any football team, college or pro, and win $200 in free bets if they're victorious. Promo code PFF this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So we're really just going to be back in this throw it out territory, because look, I'm the guy that hates to overreact to everything, but Baker, we have reacted to everything. Middle of the season, they got rid of, he had his best game right after they got rid of OBJ, and it seemed like it fit the narrative. Like, we're looking for the narrative to make sense, and it doesn't. And here's the thing I'll say. I always say about the mid-tier type of quarterback, you can find a group of people that believe in him. You could find a group of people that think he's terrible. You can read tweets during a game and think the guy's going to the Hall of Fame and then think he should be cut the next day. Like, that is the roller coaster ride of that quarterback. And I think even with the injury, even with the Freddie Kitchens year, is that just what we're dealing with at this point? That's just where Baker is. He's a roller coaster ride. He's a mid-tier quarterback. And that situation has to be pristine. And maybe it's not pristine in the way that we would build it, which is like with an OBJ and with this and with that. I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know what that perfect situation is, but all I know is we've seen him play really good ball and we've seen him look completely lost at the quarterback position. And it doesn't always coincide with an injury, because it did happen in 2019 as well.
he is a super confusing player. His PFF grades are fascinating, right? Year one, 83.2 overall, 80 essentially as a passing grade.
One of the best rookie quarterback seasons we've seen.
The next year, the Freddie Kitchens year, 74.4 overall, 72.4 as a passer. It was bad, but not as catastrophic maybe as people were making it out to be. And certainly, obviously, a step in the wrong direction. And then after that rough start, the bad game against Baltimore, bad game against Pittsburgh. Last year, he ended the season absolutely on a tear. One of the best graded quarterbacks in the NFL for a stretch towards the end. Finished the year 85.7 overall, 85.1 as a passer. And that, like 86 in this year, would put you in the Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray kind of range. Like, that's legitimately good as a grade. And then this year, 63.6 overall, 62.4 as a passer. And the last sort of week 10 onwards has been horrific, like catastrophic. So his grade's been all over the place. And it's interesting because obviously PFF pushed him as a number one overall pick. We liked Baker Mayfield coming out. We thought he would be a very good quarterback. And it hasn't quite happened, even if there have been stretches where it's been true. And I'm starting to sort of, the feeling I get from him now, it's confusing as hell, but he feels to me like a guy who magnifies problems. Like, I think if the situation is good, a bit like Kirk Cousins, he can look like a really good quarterback. And Cousins is similar. He's really good when the situation is good across the board. But when a problem shows up in Cleveland, Baker finds a way to like steer into the skid and make it worse. So when the offensive line was bad, all of a sudden Baker's seeing shadows everywhere and running away and causing all kinds of issues. When the receivers aren't great, he's, you know, not only is he not hitting open guys, but he then starts to like misread defenses and just second guess himself on every play. Like the one yesterday on 3rd and 2, there's a guy sitting there open short over the first down marker and Baker just talks himself out of hitting him.
And that was a big part of 2019. Like I said, they didn't have a good offensive line and he played like he was afraid of his offensive line, even when they weren't necessarily giving up pressure.
So it just feels to me right now that like every problem that shows up, he finds a way of identifying it and magnifying it, making it worse. And that feels like a pretty bad thing for a quarterback to be specializing in. Like, he might end up as a really good quarterback if you can put a great situation around him. But the problem is, not only will he not be that guy if you don't, but he'll make whatever problem you have worse.
And I think the other issue is I don't know what that perfect situation is, because they've given him a good offensive line. Sure, the playmakers could be better, but we've seen him do more with less. Reminds me a little bit of my high school baseball coach used to say, you can't be a sailboat player or sailboat hitter, right? The sailboat, when the wind is good, you're moving, you're going. But if there's no wind, you can't create it. You can't move. You can't create it on your own. And maybe Baker is just too dependent. The other thing I'm thinking of, his best year was 2020 when there were no fans in the stands. Maybe he does his best work in empty stadiums. He's got funny commercials in the empty stadiums. Maybe that's where he does his best work.
Wow.
But unfortunately, fans are going to be at the games going forward, God willing. So, can't figure out Baker Mayfield. Another PFF NFL Daily with no conclusion. Baker Mayfield done for the season, and the Browns have some decisions to make over the next couple of years. It's the PFF NFL Daily.